Action.
Swing and a miss. He got him. The Astros have now won 16 of their last 18 here at Minute Maid Park. They pick up win number 80 of the season. Houston scored four in the first, and they hold on to win it 5-4.
Not really, other than he was sore, and we took him out of the game. He said he kind of never got loose, never felt comfortable. So we'll have him see everybody that we need him to see, and as of right now, he'll be day to day. No, I just think it ended up making him tell us. You know, he hadn't referenced that at all throughout the day. So I don't think he really wanted to swing after the ground ball that Cabrera hit with. He was playing about halfway. We were putting a little pressure on Cabrera to put the ball in play. That didn't feel great. And he came in, took a couple pitches for strikes the last swing. He just came right to us and said he couldn't go. Yeah, no, I don't like it at all. I mean, it's not comfortable, but hopefully we'll hope for the best.
Well, he's broken again. Not shocking. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Raybould, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. Send a message, and if Aaron likes it, he'll respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Or if you wish, you can watch us on the Twitch channel. Get in the chat there, comment. We'll be happy to respond. Just go to ESPN975.com or on Twitch, just search for ESPN975. Guess what? You're good. And it's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood. I don't know why you would be.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's no reason to be in a bad mood.
Being in a bad mood.
Ever.
Life is good.
Yeah. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's happening with you, bud?
I hosed you guys today.
I noticed.
We were supposed to shoot a video.
Yep.
Which I totally forgot about. I went to the doctor this morning and got a bunch of shots and felt like crap, so I went home and took a nap, and when I woke up, it was Brandon texting me saying, "Where are you?"
Shame.
Yeah, so we're going to do it tomorrow. So my apologies.
On your schedule, no big deal. It's all about you, Fred.
Well, to be fair, he mentioned it in passing, so I was going to forget about it anyway. He didn't. Yeah, I keep everything on my Google calendar. That's how I missed a doctor's appointment last week, because I didn't have it on my Google calendar. So
right.
If I don't have it on there, I tend to miss stuff because I'm old.
Okay.
So
I'll allow it, I guess.
So I had to make up for that mistake today, and that led to another mistake of not going to something because I messed up.
No. Well, all right.
So I'm a terrible human being.
I'm pretty much over it.
713-780-ESPN is your number. So
got a couple more episodes of The Boys in last night.
Yes. How far along are you now?
Three episodes in, I believe.
Your thoughts so far?
I like it. I like it. My wife's coming around on it too. Yeah, it's
I knew you would like it. It's up your alley, and each episode gets better and better.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I can't wait till you're done with it so we can discuss it. But it is. I was kind of the first one. I was kind of like, of course, 3 minutes in, there's a holy bleep moment, and I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. But then, like, each episode ends with something where you're just going, wow.
Yeah.
And it just keeps getting better. So. And as they bring in more of the characters, I guess by the third one, the black guy's part of the team now, right? Of the boys.
Well, first of all, you mean A-Train?
No. The I guess.
Oh yeah, the guy that was running the facility, like the
Mother's
juvenile.
Mother's Milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the team.
Yeah. Once he gets there, it's
okay. I've just now gathered that that's the boys.
Yes, they're the boys.
So it's the French guy.
Yeah.
The British guy.
Australian.
Australian, the black guy, and then the basic white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The superheroes are called the Seven.
I know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the anti-heroes had... I didn't know that that was the boys.
Yeah, they're not really anti-heroes. That's what's cool about it. They're kind of...
Well, they're against
superheroes.
Against the superheroes, but, so that, in a way, makes them anti-heroes.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they did just murder someone, so that's a little... I mean,
oh, so you've gotten that far. Where,
yeah, anti-hero is actually the proper term.
I mean, they blew him up, you know.
Right, but I mean, that's what anti-heroes do. Like, they... I mean, they may be the protagonists of the show, but they're not good guys.
Well, but the other guys aren't good guys either.
No, I'm not saying they are. It's kind of like Banshee, where you find yourself, you don't know who you're cheering for, and you're cheering for some people on both sides.
Yeah, you kind of I kind of cheer for everybody.
So what I've gathered is the main protagonists of the show, I think there's two of them. There's two heroes, you know, quotes of the show. One is, what's the dude's name? It starts with an H, right?
Huey.
Yeah, Huey. You know how I am. I never remember names.
Yeah.
And the other one is Starlight. They said there seems to be one hero character on each side of the action, like that you're supposed to be cheering for to, you know, to have success in the show. So they're both likable characters to me. I mean, Huey, less of a likable character, but the Australian guy makes up. What's his name again? Butcher. Yeah, he makes up for it. I like him. I like the French guy.
Yeah.
So, I'm good with this show so far.
And, of course, you get, was about to start watching The Boys but haven't. Thanks for the spoiler warning.
What's the spoiler?
There was nothing spoiled there for you. I hate to break it to you.
Okay. I just told you that I've enjoyed the show so far.
Yeah. And there's a show that is
there's
described.
There's good guys and bad guys.
Oh, by the way, by now, if you don't know that what it's about, then you're not on any kind of media whatsoever because I'm surprised AJ lasted as long as he did. So stop your whining. See, this is what happens on a Tuesday. Very first text.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a show that's described as dark and violent, and yes, if they kill someone is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wah! Jeez. Put a pacifier in your mouth, you little dickweed. 713-780-3776. But, yeah, Homelander's character gets better and better.
Yeah.
I freaking love that guy. And, yeah, Banshee feel. Agreed.
Yeah.
Can't wait till you're done with it. So let's see. So he says, for the long Frenchy scenes, I have to turn on the subtitles. You do have to turn the TV up when he's talking because he talks so low. So this is not a spoiler. If you haven't watched it yet, when Frenchy's talking to somebody, you have to turn your TV up.
Yeah.
Because he sounds very much like this, and it's barely here to pick him up. What else is up? Carlos Correa is broken again.
Yeah, in a shocking development, Carlos Correa is not feeling great. That should come as a surprise to absolutely everyone. But, I mean, this team is dangerous with or without him. I mean, is it nice when he's there? Yes. Is he a guy? Think about it like this. How many guys at this point, how many guys are there that you'd say, well, I'd rather lose Correa than fill in the blank? I'd guess there's probably now 5 to 6 guys. Verlander and Cole for sure. Greinke too. I think those three guys for sure. I think Altuve, Bregman, Springer, Brantley. You could argue for Yuli. I mean, there's 7 or 8 guys on this team that are less expendable than Carlos Correa.
Did you mention Alvarez?
Oh, I didn't even mention Alvarez. Yeah. At least 8.
Yeah.
Maybe 9.
Isn't that weird considering he was supposed to be the cornerstone guy of this whole thing?
Yeah, he was supposed to be the best player.
And I remember thinking it was ridiculous when people would call in and say, oh, Alex Bregman's going to be a better player than Carlos Correa. He's going to be every bit as good. I'm like, oh, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, but you know what else is ridiculous is when we were talking about what Carlos Correa could be, and I was like, Carlos Correa might be like, if everything goes right, Carlos Correa could be a Nomar Garcia Parra type player. And people were like, dude, that's disrespectful. At this point, wouldn't you beg for Carlos Correa to turn into Nomar Garcia Parra? Wouldn't you beg for that?
You mean Nomar?
Yeah, everyone. I mean, because the automatic from Astro fan was he's Alex Rodriguez. He's not Alex Rodriguez. Roids or no roids, he's not Alex Rodriguez. So at this point, I just like to see him on the field.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried. Like Carlos Correa getting injured doesn't worry me at all. Like, as far as, like, it does, to me, it doesn't really change the outlook of their season.
The list of guys that I'd rather see on the field than him is probably everybody you mentioned. I mean, Yuli is kinda,
I think Yuli's borderline. Yuli, when
he's having a good year.
What, Yuli's been in the second half?
Yeah.
You have to say yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, you've got guys who can play shortstop.
Yep.
And for me, if he's going to be out for a while, I'm more than happy to see Miles Straw get back up here and get some more innings.
Oh, me too. That's
I
my
like
boy.
That guy. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, Springer's been hurt a few times in his career. Correa's been hurt a lot of times in his career. And at some point, those two guys are going to have to get paid. I don't know. I mean, to me, for what Correa's going to want, there's no way in hell I'm paying him that.
Yeah,
not if you're missing 50 games a year. You're not worth it. Especially when they've got other guys. So, oh well. 713-780-ESPN's on your number. Somebody's sending me some spoilers from the comics, which I haven't. I have not read, but I'm interested in them now. I'm told they're a lot different than the show. So, yeah, somebody asked, what could you get for him in a trade in the offseason? I don't think you trade him.
No, I mean, at this point.
Because you'll never get value. You'll never get what you thought he was going to be
and
worth.
Right now, Carlos Correa is on the cheap.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Boy, how good is that Bregman deal going to look in a few years?
It's going to look really good. It's going to look sharp. And I mean, I know I get it that Bregman wanted to get paid. The guy who did it the right way. Well, I mean, Altuve did kind of what Bregman did. He took an early deal that wasn't for his real value.
Right. But then he became something a hell of a lot more.
Yeah.
And got paid for it.
The guy who did it the right way, in my mind, is George Springer. Because they offered him decent money a couple years ago. In fact, I remember this because they offered George Springer the same deal they offered Jonathan Singleton. And those two guys were like, Singleton took the upfront money, which was really, really smart of him.
Yep.
And because, I mean, now he'd never be worth what he got. Springer, had he taken that money, he'd be kicking himself right now. It's because Springer's value has gone significantly up. So I think both guys made the right choice. But Springer did the right way. He bet on himself, and he's going to end up winning. Now, whether it's going to be with the Astros or not, I don't know.
Yeah,
but although, Springer's going to get big money from somebody.
Although, in his case, I also, you know, he's an older guy. And when he's up, I think teams are going to look at that in terms of length of terms of the deal, how long it goes. He may not get what he wants then, but I think he'll get paid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if he gets, you know, $25 million a year from somebody. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. They are bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, and they're bringing you the power to win. Free electricity for an entire year. What could you, I mean, think about that. Think about the money you would save. Free electricity for an entire year. Sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan. They're going to give you two Dynamo game tickets. They're going to give you two t-shirts, and you're going to be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for an entire year just like that. Every time the Dynamo win a home game, Tri-Eagle Energy will draw a lucky fan or customer, and they're going to win a year of free electricity. Every time they win a home game, boom, you got it. Guys, think of the savings that you could have just like that. Enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177. It's so simple. That's text the word POWER to 77177. Visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. PUCT license number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Who are you signing, Springer or Correa? I guess it has to be Springer, right? Because you can keep Correa on arbitration if he keeps getting hurt, Patrick from Lucky's. Well, no, it's still only... I'd have to check. I think they're both locked up through next year, if I'm not mistaken, at least arbitration eligible. I don't know. I don't think you have to make that decision right now. You know, I'd like to see a full year from the guy.
Yeah.
So, that's the thing, because what is he really worth? It's not Bryce Harper money.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, I'm probably letting someone else pay Carlos Correa. I might be letting someone else pay George Springer too, with the emergence of Alvarez. And clearly they think they have something with Kyle Tucker.
Well,
you've been so protective of that guy, you've got to assume that you've got something there. So when you've got Alvarez, you've got Tucker. I mean, you've basically got these guys who are on the cheap for the foreseeable future.
Right.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to pay guys like George Springer and Carlos Correa the money that they're going to demand. It just doesn't.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of other stuff to consider here. Are you going to be able to bring back Garrett Cole? I mean, are you going to be in that conversation? And if you are, then there's somewhere else you're going to have to look, right? To not bring back, and you know, but you don't really have to worry about those guys yet. And so, to me, I wouldn't. I'll worry about it when it happens. And
yeah,
what I'd like to see is Correa be healthy for an entire season, so I know what he is, because I know he's not what I thought he was going to be. He's good. But I thought the guy would be an MVP candidate by this time of his career. Well, yeah.
And he's not.
No, he's not. You know, he just. And even if he had been on the field the whole time, would he be? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've tried to see how his numbers would project, but that's not really a fair way to look at it, because everybody goes through these stretches. If he's healthy during his hot stretch, that's not going to translate the same way it would as if Yuli Gurriel's there all year and starts off like crap and then he's on fire.
Right.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And yeah, I mean, I don't really think you need to get into the do you keep him or do you not thing right now, because you don't have to worry about that yet. When you do, then I think it's time for that conversation. But he's peanut brittle, though. There's no question. And somebody was asking earlier, who's worse, him or Will Fuller? And I'd probably have to go and look at Fuller's games played and then translate it out. They're probably pretty close.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's he missed? He's missed over 50 games the last 3 years.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So
it's a lot.
Almost the equivalent of 6 football games. So less injury prone than Will Fuller. Will Fuller would win that still.
Will Fuller, greater percentage of games missed, yes.
Flesh Wound says on the Twitch, says you guys look like y'all can't stand each other. Now, I can't stand myself. I'm okay with
that. What does that mean?
I don't know. It looks like we can't stand each other.
The TV's off in here, so I don't even know what we look like. So.
Oh, yeah.
No, did you turn that TV off, Aaron?
I did not.
You did. Just take the blame.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not 100% today. I had some of the stuff that the doctor did friggin' made me ill, which is, you're not supposed to go there and feel worse.
I don't know how you look at us on a monitor and decide that we can't stand each other. That seems like a stretch, but that's just me.
What if I'm doing this? Does that work for you? Which people? This is what I think of him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. People are weird. So, it's a Tuesday. What do you expect? Couple other things. Did you see what your boy Jimmy Garoppolo did last night?
No. Oh, yeah, I saw a little of it.
0.0 quarterback rating.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that's a guy who, obviously, they paid a lot of money for that guy.
Yeah.
They've got high expectations, but... It ain't looking good.
Well, and the thing is, he's obviously coming off the injury, so there's going to be an adjustment period. And we talk about how little preseason means. But when you're coming off an injury and you're a quarterback, you want to see your guy perform a little bit. And you want to see him be able to not throw 5 straight interceptions in practice and then follow that up with a 0.0 game in a preseason game.
Yeah.
And the reality is, while it doesn't really mean much right now, you know, you still... That stuff starts getting in guys' heads, and, you know, if he's not right when the season starts, you can't do it against vanilla defenses right off the bat. That's not good. But yeah. One of six passes, 6 yards, no touchdowns, pick six.
Eesh.
That's very Matt Schaubish.
That is. That's pretty bad. And I mean, let's face it. I mean, if that guy is not good, the Niners aren't going to be good. They still don't have enough bodies around him to you know, pull some kind of a miracle off. And I like, you know, I like Kyle Shanahan. I respect him a lot as a coach.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about giving a guy who had done nothing in his entire career the kind of money that they gave him. But that's the guy that they liked. That's the guy they wanted. And, you know, we talk all the time about when you don't have a guy, everybody's desperate for a guy. Sometimes being desperate for a guy can backfire because it looks, again, it's a small sample size, and this guy's coming off an injury. Right now, it looks like that may be backfiring.
I think he'll be fine. I really do. I think the injury obviously sent him back a little bit, but I trust what Shanahan did with him during his Deshaun Watson stretch, where he played 7 games and looked like the quarterback of the future. I we always talk about that. Then there's adjustments. Well, he got hurt, and now he's going to have to adjust again and come off the injury, and I think he's still pretty – he could be very effective. It's just he's not right now. There's no reason to panic yet, but it's not a good look.
No.
And I think he'll be fine. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And someone corrected me. It was not a pick six. Sorry. It was just an interception.
Just a standard interception. Okay. Yeah, well, that's much better.
Well, fine. That makes it look so much better. And be curious what Eric thought of his Broncos last night. I know he was excited to see that group. Drew Lock hurt.
Goodbye. Yeah, not good.
Yeah.
Looks like for a while, too, maybe.
We've been following this Baker Mayfield Daniel Jones thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure why Baker Mayfield feels the need to interject into everything. Like, if I were him, I'd probably just kind of wait till I had some success before I started blabbing my mouth.
No, that's not him. That's not him. You know that. He likes the attention, man.
But he's like, yeah, I mean, somebody ought to win before. And it's like, dude.
I do think there is he came out and said that it wasn't in the proper context, which means to me he realized, okay, why did I say this? And if you missed the story, he basically said he thought the Giants selecting Daniel Jones was mind-blowing. And, you know, in the context of the story, it really did come off as, you know, why are you drafting the guy that high? Now, he came back and said, well, no, I was talking about I shouldn't have gone number one either, which, you know, the teams don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks, and that's all fine if that's what you're trying to say, but, you know, there's almost no way. And he said the reporter was just going for clickbait. Well, Baker, you like the clickbait when it benefits you.
Yeah. If I'm that dude, I keep in mind, and, you know, you talk about guys with a track record. Like, remember that was a walk-on quarterback at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That was a walk-on. So somebody took a chance on him, just like someone took a chance on Daniel Jones. It seems like bitterness, and I don't really understand where his bitterness comes from. Like, you could argue he's got a chip on his shoulder, but dude was the number one overall pick. Like, if you've got a chip on your shoulder, maybe you shouldn't. You get over it.
Well, I'm not going to go Colin Cowherd on Baker because I think he's potentially could be very good, but I think the bust potential with him is really high. I think once stuff starts getting inside his head, that's the kind of guy that could crumble. So this is a big year for him. And if he has a great season, then I think he'll be on his way to a great career. But I could also see some serious regression. And, you know, now that teams know how to defend him and now that they're looking for certain things. We saw it with Deshaun Watson. And Watson was coming off an injury, which made it worse. But I think you're going to see Baker get challenged a little bit this year, and we'll find out what he is. But I don't know that I'd be too critical of where other guys were drafted.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
But somebody asking, what do you think of Florida-Miami this Saturday, thinking under first half bet?
I think under's the way to go. That's what I'm on.
I think under's definitely the play. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. When we come back, we're going to talk about a topic that we discussed yesterday because, AJ, we were mentioning how the Texans roster might shake out. Well, our man Jason Braddock broke it down on SportsMap today.
So all right,
we'll go over it and we'll see if you agree or disagree with young Mr. Braddock. All right, guys, credit card bills, you get them every month with multiple payments, multiple due dates. Wouldn't it be easier to just have one payment at a lower rate? And how about this? Save a bunch of money. You can do just that with a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate. It's over 19%. Some of them are more. And if you've got good credit, you don't need to be paying that. The rate is fixed. It will never go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy. You can apply right from your phone. They want people with good credit to get a better loan experience. That's what they deliver, and that's what they believe in. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. Brothers play. And she'll be out there dancing while some stranger holds her tight.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713 asks, do you think Bill O'Brien is wrong for getting sick of answering the same question over and over? I think I don't think that's what happened.
Not answering the same question over and over.
Well, let's.
There's a difference.
If you didn't hear what happened today, he basically went off because someone asked about whether or not Matt Khalil was hurt, and he's like, "We don't have to do an injury report.
Yeah,
no, coach's decision. Is that good enough for you?" And he was
just unnecessarily dickish.
Well, and that's the thing. I wonder if the guy's a little bit bipolar, frankly, because you either get really charming Bill O'Brien, or you get the guy you got today, who you could tell the second he walked up, he couldn't hear the first question, and his response was basically really crappy, and then he just kept trying to leave. It's like, is that all? Is that all? And then somebody else had another question. Is that all?
I just think he's a bully. He's a bully, and I think that, you know, the problem is, I mean, everybody in the media just takes it, because everybody's scared to lose access, which, I mean, I get, but that's what he is.
But, I mean, I think it's a perfectly reasonable question that somebody asked when it came up that Matt Khalil didn't practice, that somebody asked, is he hurt? Because he didn't play Saturday night. He hasn't played since since last Wednesday. You got the audio? Then listen to it, and we'll let the people judge.
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
Keep going with it, because the rest of it.
Yes, I do. Yeah. It's great. It's great to have him out here. He's a good addition to the team, good in the passing game, good runner, had some good plays today. Good to have him out there. He's just a good. He's a very instinctive player. Good player. Good hands. Good route runner. Does a good job. I don't know. I don't know. Guys, good.
Yeah. There you go. Guys, good.
You good? All right, we're good.
And then somebody asked him a question after that, and he basically was about the Cowboys, and you know, every answer was the short terse. When that guy, you could tell when he walks the podium whether you're going to get absolute jerk. Or you're going to get a guy who actually is engaging.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, he doesn't get 50 questions about injuries because he doesn't take 50 questions. You exaggerating little turd. I really dislike this guy. You know, I want to like him, but it's, and I don't care if you're a jerk to the media, but you know, there's no reason for that in that situation. Just say, Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I'd answer that other than, you know, we're just giving him some time off because he's a veteran and we want him healthy for the season. Even that would be better. I mean, there's a thousand ways you could answer that without coming off as a complete jerk. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So here's Jason Braddock's 53-man roster, latest version.
Okay.
Available on SportsMap if you want to read his comments. Jason's out there every day, and he's actually the one who tweeted out a bad Bill O'Brien showed up today. Yesterday was good Bill O'Brien. So, I mean, I do wonder if something's wrong with the guy. But let's start with his, you know, obviously kicker, he's got Fairburn. Punter, he's got Trevor Daniel, which he flipped from Brian Anger the first time he did it.
Okay.
Okay, and this is my every time this comes up, I have to bring it up. Long snapper, you're wasting a spot on your roster. Why do you know they're going to do it. But why don't you just take a backup tight end who's a better athlete? And listen, I'm not trying to take money out of John Weeks' mouth. He's made a nice career for himself doing this. But how about a guy who's a backup tight end who is a better athlete, who can get down and make plays on special teams and learn how to snap the ball? It is not that difficult of a skill that you should have one guy on there. It's not like a kicker.
But they do have the best guy in the league.
Okay. Yeah, great. Woo.
The best.
But I don't know why teams do that. I don't know why they have one guy and waste a roster spot when you can, especially on game day, when you can't have the whole roster active.
Right.
I'd rather have somebody who can do other things.
I'm with you.
But that's just me. So
I feel the same way about the fullback position, which they seem to be stuck on.
All right, if you want a fullback, how about make him your long snapper? Just a thought. Have either one.
Or if you're going to carry four tight ends, how about teach one of them?
Well, that's what I just said.
Oh,
I mean, that was my whole point. Get a backup tight end
who's
a better athlete. Yeah. I mean, and don't waste a spot. And I it's kind of lazy thinking to me, just, well, we know this guy can do it, so let's just plug him in. What else does he do? And, you know, for all their talk of versatility and wanting players who can do a lot of things, they keep locking into the damn long snapper. All right, he's got him keeping three quarterbacks, which, you know, that one, I don't know. I kind of feel like, I don't know how useful Joe Webb is going to be as your third quarterback, but okay. Maybe early on you do that because, you know, if McCarron's not 100%.
Right.
He's got him keeping five running backs.
Ooh.
So.
I guess that's another, it's like tight end. If you're not in love with them, just have a lot of them.
Yeah, throw them all out there. But he has Gillespie making the team, so that's one of the five.
Okay.
Lamar Miller, Duke Johnson, Crockett, and Tywan Jones.
Okay.
So.
I mean.
To me, Crockett feels more like a practice squad guy. But.
A lot of those guys feel like practice squad guys.
Well, I mean, and if you're going to keep a fullback, okay. Gillespie at least can play special teams.
Right.
And play it very well. And I'm guessing Tywan Jones you would use as a returner and on special teams. So he has five receivers, Hopkins, Fuller, QT, DeAndre Carter, Vincent Smith.
Okay. No surprises there.
No, I think that, and I wouldn't argue with too much of that. I think Johnson winds up on the practice squad. He's got him with four tight ends. He's got Fells, Thomas, Akins, and Jarrell Adams. He has Waring on injured reserve stash, which that's we've talked about.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
Yeah. So, boy, I don't know if you keep four of them. I mean, Jarrell Adams has been pretty impressive.
That's what I've been saying. That's what it sounds like they're going to do.
Okay, nine offensive linemen. Matt Khalil, Roderick Johnson, Titus Howard, Nick Martin, Zach Fulton, Chantrell Henderson, Max Sharping, Senio Calamente, Martinez Rankin. That means no Davenport.
No.
No Greg Mance.
Yeah, that's surprising, too, because we talked about that going into the season. He may be their most versatile offensive lineman.
Well, now that Fulton's been playing some center and they've had Calamete playing center as well. See, I kind of thought he would make it over Calamete, but, you know. But Rankin... Boy, you got to wonder what the hell's going on with him. That might be another IR stash guy. He might come up with a hand injury here this week. But that's 20 offensive players, which and I heard Lance talking about he's never kept more than 18, I think. So I would probably guess that one less quarterback, maybe one less running back.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's not too bad. We come back, we'll do the defense.
Okay.
But we'll go ahead and take a break now.
How many quarterbacks did you say?
Three.
Okay. I've thought about that. We talked about that yesterday. It wouldn't shock me if they let Joe Webb go.
Yeah, because
I would feel bad for him. Because
he's an emergency quarterback.
Yeah,
and if he has to play, your team's not going to win. So, and I don't think what he actually provides on special teams is really that great. For I mean, it's for a backup quarterback, it's good, but for a special teams player. He missed a lot of tackles. He's around the ball, but he doesn't make a lot of plays.
The thing that makes Joe Webb interesting to me is, I mean, if you're keeping five receivers, then I don't know how much you need Joe Webb.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, when you think of him as your fifth receiver, your third quarterback, a special teams guy, like suddenly that's where his value is, that he's kind of a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
But if he's not that, I mean, if all he is your third quarterback,
Yeah.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. And listen, if you own your home and you're not aware of what you're paying for home insurance, you should probably look into that. And then my next recommendation is check with TGS and see if they can beat it. And they've built a system that'll give you a firm quote in 15 seconds. And it's so simple. You just text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. And they're going to send you a full quote. Within 15 seconds, you're going to get that full quote with great coverage. Now, here's the deal. The average customer this year is saving $870. That's on average. So that means some of you might not save anything. Some of you might be better off where you are. We've seen guys save into $3,000, $4,000 a year. I mean, and if you don't check, you'll never know. And you think about $870 average for 1 year. Think about that over the next 5 years if you don't. I mean, that's a lot of money. It adds up, guys. You don't have to wait for your renewal because TGS is going to take care of all the nonsense, all the business end of things. They got you covered there. You could just sit back and start to rake in those savings. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 832 asked, if Fred did sports radio in Boston, would he be annoyed at Belichick? No.
Belichick wins. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Belichick has earned everything that he's got. If he's basically running the organization, he's earned that.
Yeah.
He's got
the right to be smug.
Yeah.
And entitled because
he
earned
the
that right.
Best coach in the NFL and maybe the best ever, frankly. So yeah, he can do that. When you haven't done anything, when you've won one playoff game against a backup quarterback, you have no right to be that. No right at all. And some guys are jerks. Jim Harbaugh always came off as a little bit of a jerk, but you know what, Jim Harbaugh, I think, well, he got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
At least you got that. So, but there's no reason for it. And the weird part about this is Belichick, he's always going to be who he is. He's going to be a little gruff. He's not going to tolerate stupid questions. Bill O'Brien is either semi-charming or just a flat-out jerk. There is no in-between with him. Today was flat-out jerk day. So, yes, I would be annoyed by him. Belichick, I wouldn't. Skin's on the wall, man. All right. Here's your defense. We were talking about Jason Braddock's 53-man projection,
mm-hmm.
available on sportsmap.com. And please keep checking out Sportsmap. greatest Houston sports website ever. And while you're there, make sure you check out all of our great advertisers. Better Sports Map does, the better I do. So help me out. All right, here's your defensive line. J.J. Watt, Clowney, D.J. Reader, Angelo Blackson. That guy quietly has turned into a really nice piece player for them. Brandon Dunn, Charles Omenihu, and Carlos Watkins.
Okay, no real shocks there.
He doesn't have Joel Heath making the roster, which I think Watkins probably a little more upside than Heath. But that's a position where you're going to cut somebody that I think some other team can use.
Probably.
So that's a pretty good group. Your linebackers, Whitney Mercilus, Bernardrick McKinney, Zach Cunningham, Dylan Cole. That's a pretty good first four, by
the way. Not a bad group, yeah.
Brennan Scarlett, who I think is a little underappreciated. I mean, I think he's a really good guy, backup linebacker who can come in and get some pass rush for you. Davin Bellamy and Peter Kalambayi.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if that's one where they pick somebody up off the waiver wire. Bellamy. Okay. And here's your cornerbacks. And this is another one where I hope that, because one thing with these projections, there's always two or three players that they pick up from other teams.
Right.
So here's your cornerbacks. Joseph Roby, Aaron Colvin, Johnson Batamosi, Lonnie Johnson, Brian Body Calhoun.
Okay.
I am not really crazy about that group.
No, but we knew that was going to be the case going in.
Yeah. I was listening to Creighton on the way home last night and Jason and Abdul, and apparently somebody at one of the other stations is calling Brian Body Calhoun BBC.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is he from Arkansas?
I don't know who it was because he didn't say. But I'm listening to that going, really? You obviously have never watched 1 second of Pornhub. All right, here's your safeties. Pretty good group. Justin Reed, Tayshawn Gibson, Jahlil Adai, A.J. Moore.
Okay.
I like that group. Moore's good on special teams. And I think you've got three quality safeties there. And who knows how good Reed can be if he takes a big step. He actually projected out the practice squad.
Okay.
Albert Huggins, Stephen Mitchell, Tyron Johnson, Karen Higdon, Jamal Davis, Chris Johnson, Austin Exford, Javi Edwards, Derek Beatty Jr., Xavier Crawford. So does not have Crawford making the team, which doesn't really surprise me. So here's his noteworthy cuts. Kahale Waring, injured reserve.
Okay.
Greg Mance, Joel Heath, Julian Davenport, Buddy Howell, Terrell Adams. Buddy Howell's a good special teams player. Which again, maybe that gets him on the roster. And the Greg Mance thing surprises me a little bit. I don't think you can cut Martinez Rankin after 1 year.
I don't think so either.
But that would be another blown third round pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
Justin Reed looks like he's working out as a third round pick, but you just cut Deontay Foreman. What if you cut Rankin? And Kahale Waring so far looks like an absolute disaster. He was third round pick.
Yeah.
So interesting roster. I think, Braddock knows the stuff on this, so I wouldn't argue too much other than that. Yeah, I just think there's a couple of positions where maybe they won't keep as many guys.
Right.
So Drunk Bevo says, I can't wait till Matt Rhule or even Lincoln Riley becomes the Texans head coach. It's not happening anytime soon.
So the dude's got, I don't know. He's got something. He's got, I don't want to say unlimited power, but he's got a lot more leeway than most guys who have his resume do. I'll say that.
Yeah. Zach asked this of me, but I think it's an easy answer for you too. What markets would you most and least like to do radio in other than Houston? I've been on record as saying there's just certain cities I don't want to live in. And Atlanta, Dallas, Detroit are all on that list. At this point, I don't really have another market I'd want to do radio in. Dallas has better sports to do, just pure sports. But then you kind of have to do Pure Sports all the time. So
I don't know if that's true. I mean the ticket hasn't done Pure Sports ever.
No, but I mean, it's all Cowboys. I mean,
yeah,
that's the one thing. It's a better sports scene, but I couldn't live in the city. I guess Chicago would that would be fun because that's a great sports city. Chicago or Toronto, that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have no interest.
A lot of the places I like, I mean, I think I would have to I'd have to make a ton of money because it's just more expensive to live in some of those cities.
That's the flip side.
I would love to live in Seattle. I wouldn't mind living up there. My wife, her family lives up there.
We'd have to make three times the money.
Yeah, I'd have to make a ton of dough to have the same lifestyle there. Denver, I would live. I've this is no news because I've said this before, but I was deep in talks with a radio station in Portland before, and Portland is a place I wouldn't mind living. But the more I talk to those guys, I realize I don't want to do radio in that town. There's more talk on radio about the soccer team than there is NFL football. I was like, so you guys don't talk football? They were like, yeah, NFL is not really a thing here. And I was like, oh, God, well, I can't imagine working in this town. It wouldn't make sense to me. Because even in Austin, we talked NFL a lot.
Yeah.
There, they just pretend like the NFL doesn't exist. It's an odd thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know that I'd have to go somewhere where I could do the same thing, which not a lot of people would let me do. So, but yeah, I think Chicago, Toronto, Denver, that would be it.
Yeah.
But at this stage, I'm going to be, 57 when this contract's up? I'm too old to go anywhere now. I mean, this is it. And I'm happy here. So, you know, why mess with that? But yeah, those are, Chicago intrigues me a lot. And there was a chance that my wife was going to wind up working there. But if she does, then we'll just live in separate cities. Because I mean, it's easy to fly up there a lot, and you know, but I don't think that's going to happen now. But I did look at it, but it's also like, money.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, that's one thing we're really fortunate about in living in this city, in this state, is your money goes a long way. And I'm reminded every time I visit someplace that's not Texas, and believe me, when we go to California for this fight, I get reminded every time I go out there. The first time when I moved out there briefly, I remember going to McDonald's to get a burger and it was $10. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. For a McDonald's burger and everything out there. You know, the one thing, ironic thing about it though, when we went to San Francisco last year, everything's expensive as hell except the weed, which I don't understand, but I don't mind.
Yeah.
So. All right, guys. Well, you know what? How about you make $1 million on draft, then you can live wherever you want.
That's the move.
And guys, listen up. If you want to join the biggest NFL season-long tournament ever, Draft has you covered. If you love fantasy football, then you need to enter the $3.5 million best ball championship on Draft. That's right, $3.5 million in real money. It's huge. It's going to be awesome. And guess what? You have an opportunity to do it for free. And the great thing about Draft, completely different than all the other guys, it's season-long, but there's no management. You can just set it and forget it. They also have weekly and daily, and you can play any sport. I've been playing baseball all year on it, and my best ball baseball team's in first place. Once you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wires. You don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players get automatically started, so you'll get the best score every week guaranteed. The other thing I like, it's not a salary cap league where you could put a great team together and then you look up and somebody's got the same team. No, this is a real-life snake draft. Just like you play with your friends in your season-long league, and you have that team is your team. And if you have the best team, you're going to win. Leagues start every couple of minutes. You could join one right now. You want to get in on the baseball? Want to add Aaron Sanchez to your team? Go right ahead. Just do a draft. You could be a millionaire 16 weeks later. Doesn't get any easier than that. Highest-rated fantasy app available on the App Store at Google Play or online at draft.com. So we want to give you a shot at winning that $1 million by getting into the $3.5 million best ball championship. For a limited time only, you get a free entry into the best ball championship when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED.